Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sometimes you hear you can take a break.
Just wanted to say hello, good morning, and wrapping up this week, you are listening to Bonnie. I am Bonnie from Bonnie Albers on Air. I am the CEO and host of my own show. Oh, do I love hearing that. So I'm a ham. I love being in the spotlight. I wish that this show would be taken to national heights on a syndicated radio show, which is what my dream is, and to take all of you with me. So I hope one day that I am able to take you on that journey. But you are listening today to me. I have a very, 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 very special guest with me. And before I actually introduce her, and we're just going to be talking today, for anyone that wants a message, you're going to have them from both of us. I want to tell you that if you don't know who I am a psychic spirit medium. I love every word and every clair that I have. I am also in the 3D world a nurse, a legal nurse consultant, a life coach, and a counselor. I left that 3D world behind about 2 years ago to do this show, and it makes me it's my joy. It makes my heart sing. But I do mix all my worlds. So I appreciate all of you listening. I love that I can be here with you. And if there is anything that I ever can do for you, please call in the show and let's chat. This is a metaphysical talk show with audience participation. We have a lot of guests, special guests, and really cool peeps on the show. I love bringing you new people because, you know what, listening to me all day, I could do it, but sometimes I don't know if everybody else can. LOL. So hopefully I am going to add some more shows. And I don't have weekend shows because I thought I wanted the weekends off. Well, it might be that I'm going to actually throw up some weekend shows. As it is, my shows are Monday through Friday. Monday through Thursday, they're 1 to 3. And Friday, you're going to see me. It's either going to be 8 to 10, 9 to 10, 9 to 11. It just depends on what I'm doing that Friday. But the one thing is, I am going to be with you. The great news is I have such a special, well, she works so hard for our show. She puts up my banners. If you see on Facebook, any of the banners that are so gorgeous, breathtaking, and just so wonderful, they're done by my angel reader. Her name is Candy Emery Potter. Candy Potter Emery. I'm one of those ADD people. I don't have you on yet, Candy, because I want to give you more accolades. She is very, very psychic and intuitive. She also opens and does chat because she's just one of those peeps that love to do everything. She's so much help, but I don't ever want you to think she isn't perfectly spot on in her readings, and she does do this for a living also. So today you are going to hear me and Candy talk, but I did want to shout out, give you a big thanks, Candy, because without my banners, without you putting me on Twitter, without you keeping chat on, my show wouldn't be the same. So I'm going to introduce you to the one and the only angel reader I have. Hi, Candy.
Hi, Barney. How are you today? Hi, everybody. Hope you have a good day.
I am wonderful. You know it's early in the morning. I'm trying to get the early morning peeps back. But I knew that you and I would have a great time on the Friday show because I do want to thank you. You are such an integral part to the show. You like staying behind the scenes. But, girlfriend, you are spot on in your readings. So, Candy, before we get started, actually, I am going to tell you that the cool news is that I pulled cards for the show, and I think you were with me when we put some energy into the show and cards. And so the cards that I have pulled, I want to tell everybody I love them. I resonate with them, and I hope you all do too. And just give me a second, Candy, and you and I'll chat. But I use the first deck as my flower therapy deck. My second deck that I use pulling cards for everyone is one of my favorites. It's my unicorn deck. I love you. Don't you love unicorns, Candy?
Yes, they're so precious.
And beautiful. They're horses with these big, long spiral horns. You almost want to, like, dig your way to heaven up there. And the third card, or actually ascend your way to heaven, the third cards I use, I don't always love the words that I said that to Candy, and then I wanted to bite my words, is my soul journey cards. What's your soul journey after all of this? And so it's so amazing to me how they come out because they always tell a story. Remember, they're not the same deck, and I have to shuffle them all, infusing the energy. So I want to give the message, Candy, before we actually start. The message for this show, for today, and for anybody listening, is the flower therapy is, and which I love because I use them for my wedding. That was a long time ago, is the baby's breath. Magnify your intentions. Choose a specific goal to work towards. Your energy is spread out among too many ideas. Please bring your focus back to the key intention and tell your angels and let them help. The second one which I just, the flower is white and it's so beautiful. Everybody, I think, can relate to a baby's breath. The second is these beautiful white unicorns. One's eating, or actually one's drinking, and the other one's watching. They're beautiful, beautiful in this forest. And is listen to your true feelings. Don't let others talk you into doing something that you know is wrong. I can't even tell you how that matches the first card, because if you're scattered and you're thinking of all different things, that's the time when somebody can give you their opinion. And you might say, wow, I didn't think of that because I don't really want to, I don't think that's the way, but they say it is. And you follow somebody's guidance that you inner knowingly think isn't right for you. So listen to your true feelings. The third card, which is the what your soul's journey is today, and in this lifetime, is happiness. I am aware that being happy means that I am on the right path. Just think about this. The first card is about magnifying your intentions and pulling your energy to one thing. The second card is listen to your true feelings. What do you really want to do? Not everybody else. And the third card is happiness. This will bring you happiness. You couldn't have scripted this. So everybody, that's the message for today. Candy, that's the message for us too. So I know when I put somebody on, they'll be able to relate to this. Candy.
May I share with you that was something that was just giving to me?
Yeah.
When you were talking about the flower card, they said the flower spirit or elemental energy of this a flower, please bring this into your world and surroundings today to bring beauty upon us. Positive light energy brought to us today within this flower energy. Happiness is but a touch away.
I love that, Candy. And the word happiness is our soul journey card. So that is just so cool. So tell me, Candy, because you haven't been on since, you're always on. You're just not on, and you always bring messages through when you get them, even when you're not on. But if you could tell everybody, what do you think for this New Year's? We're in the last few days. Actually, Mercury is now not retrograde. It's going direct. And 2016 has just started, and actually to me it just started because Mercury is gone. I mean, it's still a little bit pulling, but it'll be gone in February. And you are on the first month of the new year. Any resolutions you made?
I made no resolutions, but the Mercury retrograde is a so redo, redid, retake, which I actually did go out and do. We have a new special person that has been brought to us, which is a blessing, and his name is Brian Rawls. I did a session with him for myself, and I also had him do a session, chakra cleaning on my puppy, which...
Well, your puppy isn't a puppy. Your puppy has become a puppy. It's 11 years
again.
Old.
Yeah. She's 11 years old.
So don't let anybody think that.
She has not been well the last 2 years. But what he did is he did a redo on her. He took out all the energy out of her. And the last couple of days, she's been walking around. Actually, this morning, she was up at 6:15 this morning. And the last couple of months, we've had to actually pry her up out of bed. So it's like retaking her energy back for her.
Absolutely.
And I would do it again in a heartbeat. It's just she has been in a lot of pain. She doesn't seem to have that much pain anymore. She still walks very slow, but she's walking around. It's just I think this is my New Year's resolution, is to retake back
your
our
energy.
Life.
Actually, that's a really good thing. I want to go into that. But Brian, it will be on our show again. He's a wonderful star seed. And anybody who wants to hear Brian, go back into my podcast. It's under Bonnie Albers on Air with special guest Brian Rawls. You will see that show. So he's part of our fam, and he'll be on again, and anybody can listen. But, you know, I love the idea of redo, rethink, redo, retake, Re-be. So a lot of people think that, you know, Mercury retrograde, and I don't want to talk too much more about it because it's gone, although we have three more this year, and we'll be talking about it then. It's really not great for electronics because, remember, we never had electronics back in the Stone Age, back when we were wee.
That's right.
And so what it asks us to do is look at our lives. What is going on that needs to either be re-looked at, good or not so hot, and rethink, redo, and re-be. So I know that people don't like that, but it actually gives us a breath to slow down. Now, I got to tell you something. There was something. I'm going to pick up 717 in just a second. But I do want to tell you the last half of this retrograde for any water signs, I think, really hit us. And so we're really dealing now with redoing all of our electronic computer stuff.
Right.
So
you had computer problems at the beginning of the month. My computer monitor just died. Had to get a different one. So that's where we were hit. And
And you know what the thing was? My daughter, and I want everybody to know, my daughter's back home for a few days. So I'm really excited. The only thing is I have to take her to a physician on Monday, and I might not be able to put the show up. And that's Monday and Tuesday are iffy for me this week, this coming week. But Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are definitely doers. So anyway, and she's not sick, anybody, if you're interested. It's just she has some checkups she's got to do. But her phone smashed the last day of the retrograde. She fell, her phone smashed. She is a water sign. So I think we were all hit at the end. Some people were hit in the beginning. Some people were hit in the end. I was hit pretty much all month. But the good news is we're not hit anymore. Mercury retrograde blow out the door, and we're looking at February, coming February. Do you have any predictions, because we didn't ask you, anything you feel for the 2016 year?
Well, I'm going to have to totally agree with what Jerry said earlier, that the entertainment industry is going to be hit very hard this year. There's already been so many that have already crossed over, but I feel there's going to be so many more.
Yeah.
I also have a feeling that the monarchy and England is going to be hit with an unexpected passing of one of the royalties.
Well, it would have to be Queen Elizabeth because she's the oldest. Oh, well, I don't
feel it's her.
Okay, so it might be somebody in the royal family is what you're saying.
In the royal family, yes.
Okay, and how about, what did you predict for my show?
Up in here.
up and away. Yeah.
Up and away. Yes.
Up and away. All right, I am putting 717 on. 717, you are on with Bonnie and Candy, my angel speak girl. Hi. 717, did you want to speak with us? Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. And if you do want to speak with us again, just, you have your hand up. So if you, I don't know how you take your hand down, 717, but it's okay. All right. What I want to tell you, Candy, also is I have such great predictions for 2016. I think it's going to be a much better, it's going to shake us all loose and then bring up the light energy. So I am really looking forward to that. I think, you know, whenever, you know, we shake something off, meaning, you know, anything that isn't like a positive vibe, it leaves space for new growth. Like the, you know, card is I see the Ace of Wands in front of me. The Ace of Wands looks like a hand with a wand and little tiny growths all, you know, going up to the top. So to me, that means new beginning, okay, with growth possibility. But in order to have growth, we have to have something that gives. Because just think, if you have a rubber ball, like, and you put it, enough air bursts, so you got to kind of deflate the ball a little to bring in new fresh ideas. And I think that's what's going to happen in 2016.
Yeah.
But now we're done with our predictions, because 2016 after January is, to me, it's starting to move forward. The predictions, all of our thinking, all of the resolutions we made need to start. And of course, with people who don't do their resolutions, like I always start them and don't do them. But this year, I made no resolutions that I don't think that I can keep. And I really see a lot of growth and potential. I see people getting jobs that haven't. I see people getting pregnant that weren't. And I do see a lot of, unfortunately, there's going to be big bands in the sky. You know, the spirit in the sky, we're going to have all kinds mm-hmm. of bands. All of our music people are going there. At least, you know, that's what it seems like in January. So tell me, Candy, how did you get involved in your angel? Why? What steered you to doing angel readings?
I've always felt the angels around me, especially drawn to colors purple and blue, which purple is Archangel Metatron, and blue is Archangel Michael and Archangel Haniel. And it just, I've always felt a peace when somebody would talk about angels. I just, and especially when I always heard this, the words, angels are among us, it's just like, yeah, I already know this. So it just, it brings me peace.
I love that. And what made you, did you take any angel classes or courses? Is that how you got involved in knowing everything, or did you just start reading?
I started reading. I did take some classes, but they were in psychic development and mediumship, which I really didn't need because I already had it, but it just gave me more confidence. And then I started, you know, seeing these colors in my meditation, and I just wanted to know what they were. So I looked at I found out about the seven rays of light of the archangels, which each archangel is associated a different color. If you go through, you can see there's colors, planets, anything that's associated, are usually associated to the different ray colors. There's white, there's yellow, there's orange, I mean, chakras, you know, like the chakra colors. I mean, everything it seems to be associated with a color.
Absolutely. And they all need to move clockwise, everyone. And that's mm-hmm. how you actually, that was the next thing I was going to tell you. It's really interesting, Candy, because when I started this journey, of course, you know, it was a long time ago, and then it kind of hit me back in my 40s. But, what happens is I did the same thing. I took classes, but when I got to the classes, I'm thinking, I already knew this. So what I loved about the classes, and this is why anybody who is interested in any psychic development classes, I think Jerry has them online, and you can actually take his course, and he's excellent, and is that it just sparks the knowing or the memory from past lives. Yeah, of what you need to do. So I do suggest even people who are, you know, sensitive, who have been doing this for a long time, there's always a breath of fresh air when you redo it, and I'll mm-hmm. explain why. Actually, on a retrograde, go back and start reading some of the, you know, meditations, start reading some of the psychic development, start reading, and we're going to get into this, how to cleanse, clear, and protect, because I think that we just keep moving forward, and the interesting thing is, how do you move forward? And I love it, but didn't you feel that? Like, I used to go around to classes, and I walked out empty, because I thought, I just paid for this class, and what did I learn? Well, what I learned was that I already knew it, and it was in me somehow. Don't you think?
Yes, that's true. What I believe is that you can go and learn. If it resonates with you, take it and put it in your tool bag. If it doesn't, put it to the side. Everything that you go and learn, whatever resonates with you, put it in your tool bag, because we have to have so many tools in our arsenal to help us, because you can't just say, oh God, please protect me. Sometimes that's not going to work. You need to put a little extra in there.
Well, you certainly know that, but that brings us to my next, what I was going to say about that. I think that anybody interested in metaphysical communications, metaphysical tools, metaphysical learning, absolutely take some courses. I just always, you know, felt, and I think the most I've learned is when I've read books. Like, I went to courses and I thought, wow, I didn't really learn much, but they gave me the name of this book. And then I would look up, like, Ray of Light, and I would start reading all kinds of things. Even if it wasn't something in my toolbox, I needed to know about other tools that other people use. And I love absorbing everything. So yeah. I strongly suggest anybody to just, you can take the courses, but go in with an open mind. Say, hey, I might know this. But it's okay because it's just reinforcing what my inner knowing is. Yeah. Now, what I do want to... Go ahead.
The simple tool that Jerry gave us the other day is like in between each time we do something, to shake it off. Take your hands, shake it off 3 times, and go on. I mean, that's a simple thing you can do. Or if you have your own ritual, do it. After each energy.
Well, you know what, Candy? The thing is, I loved when he... That's why I have do these shows, actually. Because I think there's people, and you even in our, you know, our state, that we just take it for granted, or we think, oh, gosh, we don't have 20 minutes. Or, oh, my goodness, you have to meditate for 10 minutes. You really don't. And that's what Jerry was saying. Grounding, protecting, and cleansing or clearing is so simple. He gave you the example that you put your feet on the ground and look to see that your feet are pointing, your toes are pointing straight. That's grounding you. I have always heard that, oh, you got to go out and you got to walk through nature. Well, that's great. You should if you have the chance. But if you can't put your feet in nature at the time, step off your bed and look at where your feet are pointing. And as long as they're pointing in the right direction, you're grounded. So it's so... And the crazy thing is, you know, that is so simple. Also, he said eating breakfast is grounding you. A lot of people eat grains, you know, and I just thought, wow, he just gave everybody the tools that are just like what everybody does. We just don't think we're doing them. The best one,
Another simple one is if you're doing energy work and you feel you're too far up in the ethers and you still don't feel that you're down to where you should be, just simply put your hand in a glass of water.
Oh, that is too cool. Actually, maybe I think that's really neat. I, you know what? There are people who carry spray bottles of water, and I wonder if that you could put your water in a spray bottle and spray your hand. So there's so many things that you could do that people just think, oh, I have to spend like so much time. And the truth of the matter is time is earthly. It's not spirit. So just do something. It take a second. And you, as long as it's something you relate to and can resonate with. I love the shaking of the hands because I never thought about that. And I'll tell you, you know, I'm going to do it right now. Not that I have anything to clear, but at this point, but because I just woke up, but here we go. So I put my hands out to the side, and I think of them as water and full of water. And 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. I shook them 3 times one way, 3 times another way, and hopefully that any negative ion or energy from anywhere that is not my own and even my own has left the building. So I love that. So
the thing that I do when I set up from bed, when I put my feet straight out, I imagine a cord of my energy from my heart center going down through my body, all through my body, and down through my feet, 5 miles down and 5 miles out, and connecting this energy to the core of Mother Gaia and connecting myself to it. And then I feel her loving energy come back up and let it go out through my heart center into my aura and let it swirl around. Then I send another bite of energy up to the great central sun and connect there and have it come down through my crown chakra into my heart center and out through my aura.
Let
That's
me
how
think,
I connect
you know,
myself.
Wow. That is so,
so
cool.
I'm connected to all there is above and all there is below.
I love that. But even for me, Candy, that's not going to – my routine would be much more in the one-second range, remember?
Yeah. Everybody's ritual is
different,
designated to how they do things. I mean, you could just
and
say,
I love
hey,
that.
I can connect myself to everything.
That's
know?
Right. Absolutely. And you know what? I love that. And that's why I like having different people on telling us what they do. Because I think that for some people, they like taking 20 minutes. And I know friends of mine that wake up and they have to go into meditation. They have their coffee or tea. They have to think. They've got to connect. They've got to release. And for those 20 minutes, it's sacred to them. So I can't do that. But for me, that would be torture. At the point where I wake up. So I
With everything I do, it takes about 30 to 40 minutes. I mean,
yeah.
But this is my ritual. This is what I feel is
helps
good for me.
You. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's why I like bring diversity to the show, because there are some people who can't do it quickly like me, who think it's way too fast, their life is moving too fast, and they're not grounded and they're off steady when something like what I do happens, the 1, 2, 3 seconds. But I can tell you that source or any spirit that you know and connecting to spirit, they don't care how you connect. They want you mm-hmm. to connect. And whatever's comfortable for you is what they want you to do. And clearing for empaths and cleansing is super important.
There's
because,
yes.
Yeah, you can tell everybody, you absorb people's feelings.
Like she's saying, I'm extremely empathic. And if I don't cleanse this out, I become a yucky, mucky something or other. Not nice to really be around. I get depressed. And if I don't do this, I regret it.
Yes. So I, you know, that's why I have friends who are a psychic empath, and they go into clearing homes, and they do really into some heavy duty stuff, and they have to they can't go out during the day, even to bars or restaurants, so they absorb like a sponge. And what's really crazy is you'd think, like with me, I can do all the positive. But what happens with empaths is I think the negative energy or people's negative energy, not so much, you know, spirit, even spirit, but they absorb it like a sponge. And what happens is I think that they feel that more than the positive coming in. And so they can't be around places like that. And it's really crazy because you think, because, you know, you'd think, okay, if you go into a restaurant, you've got people that are happy and you've got people that aren't, people that are thinking about what's going on or something in their lives. And you think that there'd be too much happiness to pick up or absorb the negative vibes of others. But that's not true. They usually pick up the negative vibes first and they get sick, physically sick. So, mm-hmm. yeah,
Like, go ahead. For example, like I always now protect myself before I go out. My husband can always tell, like, if we go into a restaurant or someplace, I instantly shut down. I stop talking and everything, and he knows something's wrong. It's because there's somebody there that's, you know, unhappy. I pick up the stuff, and I absorb it.
Yes.
So
but
I
you know what?
To protect myself before I go, and I have a halfway decent time now.
Right. But you want to hear something? The thing is that even protecting yourself, then you would think, okay, well, I'm going to lock on to the happy people. But that's not usually what happens to empathic people. It's really crazy because, you know, you got to think about that. And I have a very good friend who's, she's the significant other of the first person I was on the radio with, Gary. You know, he reads all the
Gary.
So, lithomancy.
W.
Yeah, Wimmer. Gary Wimmer. And I don't want to. Yeah, his death path, Brooke. She's an empath, but she also worked for publishing companies and all kinds of stuff. The really interesting thing is, she really has shielded herself. When you get older, it's worse. So she's kind of shielded herself by really working a lot more at home. And that's and she's just such an amazing, exhilarating soul. So I know from people who are very empathic, it's really tough sometimes to just go out and have fun. And when you do, you have to protect yourself, like you know, you were just saying. With me, I can go out and I don't have any of that. So far, you know, you saw something different the other day, so maybe I'll become, I don't think I'm going to be empathic like that, but I am going to feel, and I thought that's interesting.
That was a very interesting day.
Yes, that was a very interesting day. And so I think that there's all different routes to us clearing, cleansing, and protecting. And I always loved when I do the rainbow, which you all are talking about, the seven rays of light, which is exactly this, what I look at, the seven colors washing over me and drown and going out the drain. And then, you know, I pull up the purple light and ask it to surround me. So do you know, getting back to that, do you know what those seven rays are? Or maybe we'll do another show on the seven rays, because I think that's so interesting. And what color?
Let's do another show on that, because, okay, you know, when it gets to have all the information up and correct and stuff. But you said the purple light, what came to me when you said that was the sacred violet light of Saint Germain.
Oh, that's who I call up, absolutely.
Yeah, you said that, and that's exactly what came into my head. So
I'm gonna pick up 719 to see if they want to just listen or talk. Okay. I see your hand up again. So 719, you're on with Angel Speak Candy and me. Hi.
Good morning. Thank you for picking me up.
Ah! Hello, my Kelly.
Oh, Kelly, where have you been? Kelly, I tried picking you up and you weren't listening. You wouldn't talk.
Oh no, that's weird.
Yes. Yeah, I picked you up before, and, oh, no, maybe it was 717 that I did. Hey, how are you this morning? Listen, you've got Candy and me, and I told you, you can ask anything you want, but how are you today?
Taking vitamin C and hot lemon juice.
How about any throat? Do you have any throat lozenges, which I know is why you're doing this hot lemon juice, but do you have any, like, Ricola throat lozenges?
I have these whorehound things, and it's like I suck on those. I've got one tucked into my tongue now, so, yeah.
Yeah, because I really feel like you should be sucking on something. So, listen, I know you've got questions, so, and I told you to call in. This is a perfect day for you to call in. Ask away, Kelly, because Candy, you got Candy now, and me.
All righty. Sounds good. Candy, glad you're on. Awesome.
Yes, hey, good to see you. I was just telling Bonnie that you needed to get your little hunky back here.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. We need to get internet so I can do it. Absolutely.
I kind of feel, I'm going to ask Candy, because I have a feeling you're going to be back or get internet. I told you I didn't think it was going to be till the end of summer, but which is 6 months.
Yeah,
what
I was
are you
getting spring.
At? Yeah.
I got to get the spring, June. But
that would be perfect. And actually, right, Kelly, that would bring you back to reality, back to no 3D reality. All right,
gotta get back in time.
Yeah, well, you know what? I put two new songs. You know what? It's weird. I put two new songs on, and I went back to my happy song by Pharrell. But I see intros on here, so I wonder if Jerry put an intro. I want to just hear it. So you're gonna hold on. Just I'm gonna play it and see what happens. Then you can ask a question. Ready? Let's see.
All right.
Might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Okay, so now I see why he changed it. So, and the new intro. Okay, so now I have to go back and put this as my intro. Okay, and so that's just a different version of it that sounds better, and I think it's slower. So, all right, go ahead. I just got to hear it, and I can't hear it unless I put it on while I'm on my show. So go ahead.
Right, okay. I just kind of had one of those, I know everybody hates generic questions, but I'm just kind of there's so much to do, and, you know, et cetera, and it's like I've got a lot of plans, got a lot of things, you know, we're planning for the spring and so on and so forth. I don't know. It's not really, I don't know. It's not really which direction
Kelly, can I interrupt before you?
Go ahead.
First thing that popped into my head, fairest thing that you need to go to the chiropractor and get a good adjustment everywhere. Especially in your pelvic hip, leg area. So it's like the left leg, maybe. Or am I seeing the mirror image?
Okay.
The left hip. You need, and your neck, especially.
Yep.
Okay.
Totally agree. Absolutely. No. That's great. I totally absolutely agree with you on that one because we missed our appointment.
That was like taller. Okay. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, Cal. Get it out. Speak it out. Do you see her husband? You know, can you? Do you have any messages? Because I bring her messages. But do you have anything from her family up above? Do you? Is the angels able to connect with her family?
Are you the person that knows a Fred or F name?
That I know a friend with what?
Do you have a loved one with the F name Fred or with an F?
Fred or an F? The only person I even know with a F name is Frank, and he's alive.
Okay. Then this isn't for you then. Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Let me see what I can get up there.
Or pull a card or two. It's like, you know, just kind of what's coming up and which direction do I need to go first? Because I've got, like, you know, again, it's like I've got 21 irons in the fire, and it's like, which one do I need to pull on first?
Well, then maybe you needed to hear the reading I had. Did you hear the beginning of the show?
No, I just called in. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm going to tell you what cards I pulled, and I knew it was for someone, and then, Candy, you can go into it. And also, if you want to ask some specific questions, because I know you have them, Kelly, you're just pussyfooting around this. But the first card I pulled was the baby's breath, and it says, magnify your intentions. Choose a specific goal to work toward. Your energy is spread out among too many ideas. Please bring your focus back into your key intent and let your angels help. Then your next card was by my favorite unicorns. It's all a story here. Listen to your true feelings. Don't let others talk you into doing something that you know is wrong. So pick something, Kelly. Because, you know, there's an old saying, and then the final card is your soul journey, and it is happiness. I am aware that being happy means that I am on the right path. You're on the right path, Kelly, but you got to kind of hone it in. Like, if you want to grow plants, let's say, and you want to get chickens and you want to sell the goats, you can't do all of it at once. So what you do is you write down the three things you want to do, and you pick one to work on till it's done. Then the second one till it's done. Then the third one, because I feel that this card was so for you, I could just feel it. So I'm going to hand you over to Candy. This reading was for you, and that's why I won't pull another. I mean, I could pull a card. Also, I did have a card that I saw for the beginning of the show. They put cards right in front of me, and the card was the Ace of Wands. And the Ace of Wands was new beginnings. It's about making room for the hand going up to, you know, to the ethers, and then the wand with the tiny green little spurts coming off it. So I got that card really strong. To me, the Ace of Wands would say to you, start looking at growth. Something that can grow and actually feed you or give you something instead of all the other things that you're looking at. But what are you picking up, Candy?
I'm just finishing writing this out. So.
Okay, well, then I'll continue. You tell me when to stop. So, you know what?
I'm ready. Well,
Okay, go ahead. Cause see, I know Kelly. I talk to her a lot, and that's why I know you don't. So not that you don't know her and you talk to her a lot, because you know her and you talk to her, but I want your opinion because I'm giving mine. I'm just reading the cards that came out. Kelly already knows what I think.
She's not going to outright ask this, but I know she was wanting to know about her husband.
Mm-hmm.
What I got channeled through is he's beginning to start his spiritual journey of healing. Right now he is there, but standing back in time. He'll be sending messages in many different forms. I got the word squirrel. Be patient for me. And then I drew a heart sign. And then he stepped back. He isn't but a touch away. He hears your every word.
Okay. Squirrel?
Yeah, squirrel.
There was a joke about this that we used to do. It's like, you know, you'd be talking along and something, and all of a sudden you go in the middle of the conversation, you go, squirrel. And it's like, yeah, it was like,
well,
to distract.
See, that word was dead middle in the, what I wrote.
Well, guess what? That squirrel was better for you, because I got to tell you, I am so mad at squirrels, I don't want to hear the word squirrel. So I knew that wasn't my message. I did pick up a baby squirrel the size of my thumb and carried it till I put it down and said, I can't do this. It's got to find a mother, because I'm not going to be able to do this. And I put it down in a field that I was hoping other squirrels would get it. So I'm hoping, and it tried to follow me, but I thought if it followed me, then I would pick it up again, but then it turned around. So hopefully another squirrel found it, because I think it was just born, and the mother there was a hawk looking to get it, so I removed it from the area and took it to a different area. But that was my squirrel story. So go ahead. This is about Kelly, I know. Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh.
That's funny.
I just heard
That's
the
cute.
Word
Everybody.
Walk. Just a
walk. Okay.
Walk. You know, like what chickens say? Walk, bark.
Oh, bark, bark, bark. Okay,
and
gotcha.
They said go with your intuition and which ones that you see. I kind of see black and white ones, and then there's another pretty color, that strange color eggs.
All righty, yep. Our cats, they lay green ones, as in Dr. Seuss,
yeah.
Green eggs and ham, except the yolks are yellow, this the shells are green.
Yeah.
That's funny.
They said, you're already in your intuition, already know which way you're headed with them, and something about milking goats. For your own self,
La Mancha's. The plan is to get La Mancha milk goats. Well, the kids need the 4-H projects, and we're just in the process of we have to order them. You know, we have to pre-order the goats. They're
not actually going to
be born until April.
keep looking around that you're going to find one. That are at the last second going to pop up that are even going to be better than the ones that you were looking at. Makes
uh-huh.
sense.
Okay.
I got.
Okay.
Well, I feel one of your kids, I think I already told you this, needs some different vitamins, extra vitamins.
Yeah.
It came up again today.
Okay. Yeah, and actually, that's funny because that's exactly what I did this morning. Is like I gave them their normal ones and I gave them extra ones this morning. So it's like, yeah.
I'm going to say this. I know people aren't going to understand this, but it's something that her realm needs extra of.
Okay, right.
Because our realm does only need like so much of it, but because of her realm, she needs more of it.
Right. That makes a lot of sense, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Today I'm seeing a lot of pink around you. You're healing.
Okay.
Your heart's healing.
Yay.
Yes, after last night in our conversation, I hope your heart's healing. Because, Kelly, like I said, you go in with, I always go in with gracious humility, and you will lead. That's the thing. And it's not standing away. It's actually showing the way. And showing the way by being gracious and not making judgments of yourself or others is what you need to do. And that was a message. So I know you can do this, Kelly. You've got to re-plug into the community. You think you're in there, but you're re-plugging in there. Okay, redoing, you know, redoing. So I that's why I don't want to get too much into this because I've already told you, and I don't want, you know, that's why I want to hear Candy's take on it since, you and I speak a lot. But do you have any questions?
We'll have an opportunity this afternoon because there's three games today at 4, 5, 30, and 7. So we'll see how today goes.
Well, Candy.
Kelly, are one of you guys having tummy problems? Because I picked up my papaya enzyme with whatever this word is, chloroform.
Chloroform.
I don't know what the word is.
It's chloroform.
And they told me to tell you to start taking this, whichever one of you guys has the tummy problem.
Oh, okay.
Because somebody's having a hard time digesting their food.
That might very well be the girl. Because,
she's taking a lot of in her solar plex. You need to cleanse her solar plex.
Okay.
Okay.
I know one thing I do want to ask about her is her feet. It's like, I mean, they've been bad ever since she's been, and I don't mean bad, you know, structure-wise they're fine, but ever since she turned about, like, you know, 5 or 6 years old and was wearing shoes and socks on a regular basis, her feet smell terrible. And it's like, I'm kind of like, well, what do I do with
this? I can tell you exactly why. It's because of the room she comes from. They did not wear shoes.
Uh-huh.
They let all the stuff out through their feet. So all that stuff is collecting in her feet.
Got it.
You know what, Kelly? Do you ever put, like, powder in her socks?
Mm-hmm.
Really haven't done that, you know, a lot. I mean, we've tried other, you know, all the other things. It's like, you know, there's only, you know, like different foot rubs and that kind of stuff. But it's like, you know, are you talking like baby powder or talcum?
Yes.
Or, no, okay.
Just plain old either cornstarch or baby powder.
Okay.
It's really an easy thing.
Maybe this vitamin that she needs will also help with that too.
Okay. So I'll look for chlorophyll. I will, because we don't have. Remember, they. I think it was Brenda. I think it was Brenda and Annabelle. There we go. I had a brain fart.
I hope I didn't, because they said, well, have a good time with your daughter. And I said, well, she's a Scorpio, you know, about that, because they're home, they love their homes and good is guarded. And then I said, but Annabelle should know that. Because Annabelle's a Scorpio. I hope they didn't take that badly, because I know Scorpios have a lot of fun. But, you know, they're very homebodies. They're very leery. Their fun is on their terms. So I go ahead. I just had to bring that up.
Do you have like a pill shop around you?
A what shop?
What are they called? Where you can go buy
vitamin shop, a vitamin,
vitamin
or
shop.
Alpha. Yeah.
Yeah, there's one. I mean, it's 40 miles away, but it's like, yeah, it's like Nature's Path or something like that, or Spring Nature or something, something with nature in it.
I normally buy these. It's a big, huge 600 one on Amazon for like $12. But in between, he has to go to the vitamin shop and get a small bottle that's $10. Maybe you can
go to the vitamin shop
and get that. Or,
Kelly, do you order from Amazon? Do you order from Amazon?
Without internet, I'm not doing a lot of things at all on internet. So it's like, so that's
okay. You and I'll talk.
Vitamin shop, because there's vitamin shop in Miami. Oh! My great news is I got my tags yesterday, so I have a vehicle. I can drive to town now, and I don't have to depend on other people to go get groceries.
Yay!
I'm like, that was my positive thing for the day.
Yay! Well, wait a minute. What's going on with the goats? You know, I think your priorities have to be first the goats, but, you know, I keep hearing, every time you're on, I hear the goats. What's going on with the goats?
Um, don't, sorry. Yeah, that was me.
You need to go over a hot thing of water and with steam and put a towel over your head, because I know you don't have anything around there. But put hot water in the sink and breathe in the steam. Okay, go ahead.
Oh yeah, we got Vicks, so it's like yeah.
You got to do that, Kelly.
Great, thank you.
Okay.
I will.
Go ahead.
I will. I'll take a hot bath. It's like, it sounds great.
Okay. What? Put the towel over your head and breathe in the steam. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
So.
Alrighty. Sounds good. I will do that.
Go ahead. What were you saying about the goat?
Oh, it's just that process moment, and the process moves slowly. So I'm like, I'm okay. It's like it'll probably happen. Hopefully. Before the end of February, so it's like, yeah.
Yay. Because I think once those are done, Kelly, then click the next one off your list. And I really believe the next two are your animals, meaning, you know, your to sustain you guys, which you can, which are, you know, eggs and
the animals.
Well, you got to get the goats out first. And the thing is, the goat and the chickens, and chicken coops and stuff like that can be done. You don't have to start with a whole lot of them. And then I feel like there should be planting, because I see these plants coming up. So I don't know when, and I think it has to start in March. So the thing is, if you can get rid of the goats in February, or at least get them so they're yours and melt them and do something with them, then March, I feel, you're going to look at either planting. It's weird because what they're showing me is like whole potatoes or half potatoes being put in the ground.
Cool. Okay.
So I don't know. Do they grow potatoes?
My grandma had a garden. It's like, I'll tell you, she had a lot of things. Now, my mom had strawberry beds and she had raspberry bushes. My grandma had, you know, gooseberries bushes and currant bushes, and she got chokecherry bushes. So we've got, you know, a bunch of the berries that I know successfully will grow here. We've got the apple trees. I know they'll grow here. The kind of stuff my grandma used to grow was things like she'd grow zucchini. She'd grow, you know, all the underground things. It's like beets.
That's what
and
I'm
turnips
seeing.
And carrots and, you know, all the underground stuff grows good. But she also did above ground stuff. She did peas and beans. I don't know if she really did corn. It's like, you know, like maybe every now and then, but it's like there is, you know, the asparagus is growing wild, so it's like I just have to get it, try to, you know, put it in a space. But yeah, there's a lot of things that even with the short growing season will grow here. So
I feel like there is something underground. That's what they're showing me, that you're going to be growing and you can keep actually for the whole year, and that they're showing me half potatoes, and I don't know why. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, Candy. Go ahead, because we have about.
I'm sorry. It just came to my. It's one of those berries. Did she make pies out of them?
Oh yeah, you can do what the southern dish is, a sweet potato pie. It's like they're like pumpkins.
No. I'm going back to the berries, like the currants or whatever you said.
Actually, my grandma did juices. She, you know, she like juiced everything and had juices, and it's like, you know, but yeah, she could, you know, you can take the juice and then you can take the pulp stuff, and it's like, yeah, she can make,
pies, Kelly.
She can make bread.
Yeah, Kelly, what I'm seeing, what she's seeing is the canned stuff, because you can make, you know, those canned berries you have, or the canned rhubarb, or the canned something that are down
there.
And then they
made
pies out of them. Because actually I was seeing a gooseberry pie that my mom made, and she made pies, but you can also make other stuff out of this stuff. You can put them back, can them, and have them all year round.
Right. Yeah. I've also got a dehydrator. It's like I thought, you know, it's like that's what I've been looking at is preserving methods, and I'm like going, you know, dried fruits. It's like, I've got dehydrators, so I'm like going, yeah. It's like we were looking at going to have to dehydrate, can, and we've got a freezer, so it's like, yeah.
Well, listen, I have about 50 seconds, but I have to tell most of the time, this show is 2 hours, but because Lauren's here till Tuesday, not that I, you know, aren't going to do the 2 hours, but I've got some things that have to be done before she goes back, you know, to New York, which, by the way, is not having a good time. There's is such violence there. But I wanted to tell you that
I see
you. Yeah, she has. University of Tennessee. Here we go.
How about that? Woohoo.
Yeah, so I'm going up to the mountains. That's right. So I have to tell you in 12 seconds, and I want to thank Candy and thank you for calling, is that I see you being sustainable, and that's what they're showing me. Sustainable
right.
like the old days, but yet having
right.
those and the values. And I feel like that for the two children you're raising who are really, really psychically and intuitively bound and medium bound, that is what they need to have that foundation. Because forever, they're saying forever and a day, they will always remember. And that's something you didn't bring.
I didn't bring
in the early stages of mine. So go for it, Kelly. You know what you need to do. But I think like with this card, the baby's breath, you've got too much going all at once. And I know your brain, you're a Gemini, so you've got all different things.
No, I'm an Aquarius. It's like 21 things at once.
I'm looking at Candy. I'm sorry. I was looking at Candy. But you're an Aquarius. You've got all kinds. I know. Isn't your birthday coming up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm the
7th. Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, my husband's is the 1st. You're the 7th.
My husband's the 12th.
The 12th. We got a whole lot of, and when you, please call in, because you know I sing, happy birthday. I'll be singing happy birthday to my husband if I put a show on Monday. So, we're off the air, and I need to go downstairs, but I do want to tell you, go ahead.
One last thing, Kelly, check your tires.
Check my tires. Thank you. I absolutely will. That's great. Thank you.
Let me tell you, she smells out tires. She's the tire queen. Anyway, I love you. Thank you. Next week it'll be 2 hours again, so all my shows will be 2 hours again. And I love you, Kelly, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Candy,
thank you for being on with me. Thank you, Bonnie. Appreciate
You're
that.
Welcome. Listen, if we could keep you on, you should have called at 8. We would have put you right on.
I called as soon as I could. I actually got my son had an early morning practice, so he had to be there like 6:45. But my daughter, it's like they've been doing quote spirit week all week, so they had whiteout day. So I was painting her face white, and she didn't leave till about 7:30. So it was like as soon as she left the house, I called.
Well, we picked you up. We're glad we got you. Good luck. Remember, teach them how to be rather than get angry. And don't stand away. Be happy. Engage. Hi, how are you doing? Don't give anything about you. Just ask about them. Everybody will love you, Kelly, like we do. All right. Everybody have a great weekend. We love you. I will see you back here next week. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Love you guys.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.